Namaste, Tashi Dale, Kuzu Zangpo, Hola, ¿cómo estás? All the languages. I hope everybody's well tonight or today or this morning, depending on where you are. I just wanted to speak for a few minutes. I believe the essence of the path of Dharma, regardless of which vehicle you practice, is letting go. Because once we let go, we have sort of liberated our attachment to all of the things that cause us to cultivate negative karma. So accumulating karma is really a result of attachment, aversion, and ignorance. And really, ignorance is what allows attachment and aversion to arise in the first place. So when we talk about letting go, the question is, if you're new or maybe you want more happiness and you hear somebody say, let go, you might think, well, okay, how? If I'm angry, how do I let go? And so one of the things that I believe is very powerful when you're new, because it can give you a great deal of peace and equanimity, is watching impermanence. So when we are going about our day, when we stand up, watch the sensations in your body as you stand up. That's impermanence and change. Watch the sensations in your body when you stand up. When you walk, watch the sensations moving in your body. When emotions come up in the mind, watch the impermanence of the emotion. If a desire emotion comes up, if aversion or anger or hatred or jealousy or fear or anxiety, any of these negative mind states, if they come up in the mind, watch them closely, because what will happen is they'll come up and then they'll go away. And if we can see the impermanence of everything around us, then the objects that you get attached to or you get angry or averse to will not seem so serious, right? The reason that we have so much desire and aversion is because we grasp onto things in our lives and we take them as being permanent and real and independent. So whenever anything in life is occurring, if you can tune in to the impermanent nature of that thing, it will give you a great deal of peace. It'll give you a great deal of relief. So the idea is, all throughout the day, whether you're standing, sitting, moving, if you're talking, if you're watching TV, try to tune into the impermanence. Right now I'm outside. I don't know if it's really loud out here, but there's insects and bugs making loud sounds. I live near a high school, so there's athletic games going on at the high school. The wind's blowing. The trees are dancing around. Right now there's not a breeze, but everything is moving around. There you go. You can see those trees there. The leaves are dancing a little bit. There's birds flying ahead over my head. So everything around me is constantly changing. Inside of me, my heart's beating. I'm breathing. I'm talking. Air's coming out of my hot air. So everything is constantly changing. And if you tune into that, what will happen is you'll see that whatever it is that we're craving or we're pushing away or we're mad about, it's just going to change. I listened to a teaching from a teacher, Joseph Goldstein, yesterday. I call him Joey G for short because it sounds cool. So I was listening to old Joey G yesterday, and he said, when we look back on the past, everything we've ever experienced is like a dreamlike memory. Like if you had a dream last night and you compare that dream you had last night, let's say you remember it, You compare that dream you had last night to the memory that you had 20 years ago or 30 years ago or 5 years ago. What's the difference between that dream and the memory you had 20 years ago? There's not much of a difference. It's like a little mental imprint. You kind of remember certain things about it. So the point is, when Joey G was saying this, the point is that when we look back at our life, all the problems that we had, all the things we got so angry about, the things we took so seriously, now you look back at it and you laugh. Oh, isn't that funny? I was so immature how I handled that. Oh, isn't that funny? I remember I was so mad at him. I was so mad at her. And you kind of look back at it and you almost laugh. But then here's the kicker. We know that everything in our life just kind of flows by and we don't take the past so seriously because it's kind of like a dream. But then we look to the future and we think it's so important. It's almost like the future is totally different than the past. There's no difference. It's right now, this very moment, everything I'm saying is becoming history. Every word that comes out of my mouth is now the past because that's how time works. So everything is impermanent. So we really should contemplate how we take everything too seriously, and it's just going to change. So one of the things that you can do is if a emotion comes up, like anger or fear or frustration, most of us have some type of frustration with our family. And if the emotion comes up inside of you, try to have a clear awareness of that emotion. And you can have a clear awareness of that emotion, then watch it come and watch it go. And if you can stay with it until it goes away, you will have built confidence in your ability to stand firm, knowing that everything's changing around you. And if emotions come up and you can see them come and then watch them go away, then you will be very close to having some freedom, because you'll know, oh, these emotions come and they go. The thing that's hard is when we have a strong emotion come up, it's not easy to see it with clarity because we get carried away by the puppies. We get carried away by the puppies. What are you doing? Are you going to teach the people? So anyway, beautiful interaction I had where the doggy kissed me. Now it's gone. It's the past. It's a memory. Everything is just a memory waiting to happen, but yet we take it so seriously. So again, the point that I wanted to make was, how do we let go of things? Because most of us have a tendency to grab onto stuff and take it so serious. So how do we let go? We let go by realizing, I mean, one way to let go, there's a lot of ways to let go. One way to let go is to realize everything's changing constantly. There is no solidity. There's no permanence. Nothing is unchanging. So everything around us is constantly changing. If you can tune into that change and watch something when it comes up and stay with it until it goes away, whatever it may be. Let's say you have a pain in your body. Look at that pain and that sensation and study it and then watch it go away. Here's a good one. If you have an itch, you want to scratch your face, don't scratch the itch. Just look at it and focus on it. And then eventually it will go away. It might take a while. It might be hard to do, but eventually that itch will go away. So that's what we can do. That's one way that we can loosen the emotions. Our emotions are heavy because we're thinking things are going to last forever. They're permanent. They just kind of appear to us. You have a disagreement with somebody. It all seems so heavy and solid and real and permanent and unchanging. Take a step back and just start to watch the process. Watch the flow of your life. Everything's moving and swaying like a tree in the breeze. There's nothing that's solid. So if you want to let go, one great way to let go is to look at the impermanence. Here we are. I've got a beautiful late summer breeze happening. The trees are dancing and is permanent. And before you know it, that blue sky up there is, oh, by the way, there's a plane. I don't know if you can see it, but there's a plane flying around, kinds of stuff going on around here. But that blue sky will soon enough be darkened by thunderstorms. It may not happen today, may not happen tomorrow, but at some point that sky will have clouds in it. Rain will come down. And then before you know it, snow will be here. And everything is just on this rapid change. And the outer world can teach us about our inner world. The outer world, the breeze that blows by, think of the breeze like a emotion. The breeze that flows by is like a emotion coming up. Or the thunderstorm that comes down is like a, you know, anger or fear. These things are very similar. The outer world in nature is very similar to what's going on inside of us, which is not surprising because according to Buddhism and I think Hinduism, there's five elements: earth, water, wind, fire, and space. Those are the five elements. Some teachers call it the four elements, but our bodies are made up of the five elements, and the outer world is made up of the same five elements. And therefore, the thunderstorm outside is a great teacher of the thunderstorm inside. Maybe that's sickness. Maybe we're sick. It's just like a thunderstorm. It's going to pass. Maybe thunderstorm is a thing of anger that's arising in us. We're mad about something, or we're jealous, or we're, you know, upset. The outside world can teach us a great deal about our insides, life, for lack of better words. Outer world is just constant change. And that's what our inner world is as well. So if you can start to pay attention to the daily things that you experience, moment, just watch and try to see the constant change, and then you will start to get a certain amount of freedom. Okay. Bye-bye. Love you all. Take care. Bye.